In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and that's looking at words that are hard to monetize, words that don't sell. This is especially important if you are a coach or a consultant or you're starting your own business and you might be finding it hard to connect with your ideal customer. It might be because you're using some words that don't sell. We're going to be talking about it in this episode, so I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information. But if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. I am so excited. You guys are rocking with a sister. You know, I haven't given a shout out. I'm like way off script right now. And I know I haven't given a shout out in a long time of where my people are from. And that's because I switched providers for my podcast. And now I am I'm all over the place because I got analytics in different places. But I'm telling you, I'm so excited that you guys have been hanging with me. Look, I don't even know where to find it. I've looked before and I'm like, there are people from everywhere over here joining us. So I wanted to try to give some shout outs. I know we have the United States with us. We have Canada with us. We have the UK with us. We have, look, it's saying the Netherlands. It's like, I'm like moving in on the screen to be able to give shout outs. I'm gonna do better because you guys have been rocking with me. We're in Trinidad and Tobago. We're in France. We're in Germany. We're all over the place, and I'm going to do better because I got to look at this list to find out where is my family? You guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to be able to join us. And I think Germany, I see the top five cities. I think Germany is number three. Y'all better not play. Ireland, number two. United States take on the number one, number four, number five. But you guys are absolutely amazing. And I'm just thanking you so much for, again, rocking with the sister. You can go to ccoclub.com to find out more about what it is we're doing. And again, just continue to be blessed and continue to hang out with me and continue to share what it is that we're talking about, because that, man, I'm so excited about what I'm doing with this podcast, because I am keeping my feet to the ground, regardless of how many downloads I get, regardless of how much we grow, how small, how long it's taking. I know that there's something in store for all of us. And if you're just hanging with me, just keep hanging it with me, because I just know that it's just going to get better. And I'm really, really excited about that. I'm really excited about where this podcast will take me, because I know it's God. And I'm really, really happy about that. And I couldn't do that without you guys. So thank you so much. Today we are talking about words that are hard to monetize. This is, again, I said in the intro, this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, because oftentimes I will be working with folks and they're utilizing these words and wonder why they can't get some of the traction that they want to get. I'm not covering a whole lot of words, but I am going to be covering some of the words, okay? but I do want to make sure I give you as much information as possible on what, you know, what some of these words are. And so what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to use some words as the example form, because I've already, you know, kind of written this out. But I'm going to use some of the words that I have as examples. And then at the end, I'm probably going to give a list. I'm going to give a list of more words that I think are challenging and harder to sell and harder to monetize. Okay, so that's what we're going with today. Again, because I want you to know that this may be where the challenge is, right? So here are some words that are hard to monetize. So we're going to start with this. Some of the words, one of the first words that I actually is like at the top of my list is the word destiny. Destiny is, it's definitely a profound word. It's a profound spiritual word, but it oftentimes, this is where one of the challenges is. These words have different meanings for so many different people, right? Now, for example, the word wealth, while we may have a different definition of how much money wealth is still about money. That might bless somebody, right? And so it's still about a lot of money. It's still about a lot more money, right? And so words like destiny can have different connotations for people. It can mean some people, it can mean fate. Right. And with that, some people want to argue that, you know, am I controlling my fate, or because God knows everything, is he in control and we're just puppets here? And you see, that can get into this world where something that you're trying to communicate is being miscommunicated or misconstrued simply because using a word like the word destiny. It's a great word, but it might be hard to monetize. Also, these words tend to be a little bit more abstract for people. Right. And it can be difficult for your audience to connect to your product. Right. And when you're, you know, and you want to also think about how that word is going to move people. Right. You know, I did a book of quotes years and years ago, and it was called Your Destiny is Calling. So that's what it was. It's in print. And I think about today, that wasn't a great title because I mean, for the folks that purchased from me, you know, they're folks that were believers. So it can, for just, you know, typical believers, that has a, you know, a more of an understanding, but it still could have been an absolutely been a better title, right? Because that's kind of vague. You know, your destiny is calling. Am I saying your purpose is calling? I'm saying your fate is calling. What does that really mean, right? And so it's hard to connect sometimes with what it is that you're trying to do. Now, get this. I'm not saying don't use these words. I'm saying that these words are harder to monetize. And I'm saying that if you're using these words, you have to be clear about what it is that you're trying to say with this word, right? And so I'm going to be talking about that here in a second, but I want to make sure that you're understanding that I'm saying that, right? So sometimes you might use alternatives instead of, let's saying destiny. You might use a goal, you might use pathway, you might go online and use synonyms for what it is for that word, or you might just get clear, like when you say destiny, what do you mean? Right? Because again, we want to get clear on as much as we can. We want to be as clear as we can with the words that we're using to convey what we want to convey with a product or service that we're selling. Right? And you want to make sure that the words that you're using are achievable, measurable, right? They can elicit the feeling that you want your audience to have when they read your title or read the name of your product or your service or whatever the case may be. That is something that's so, so important to keep in mind. The word empowerment, another word, harder to monetize. It's a fantastic word, and it's about uplift and it's about fulfillment, but it can be, a lot of times these words are also overused, right? And they can be, it can be perceived as vague or trendy and without substance. Okay. So you have to be careful about that, right? Because it's hard to convey what a person is buying when you say the word empowerment or a derivative of that word empower, right? Like it's something that's in, and what does that look like every day? What does empowerment look like every day? It's, you don't, when you are getting started in business, you want to eliminate the swimming upstream. You want to eliminate as much as you can going, utilizing things that are going to be harder for you in the long run. Maybe if you had money to, let's say, more money to spend on ads, you can use a word like that, but I would still encourage you not to do it even there, because you could do so much better using, utilizing a different word. Again, not something to not use, but if you're thinking about it in your titles, in the name of your products, I really, really, really want you thinking about something else, something more specific, more tangible, more actionable, all right? Because you want your audience to feel like they can acquire what you're saying. I don't know how to inquire empowerment. I don't know how to inquire, or excuse me, acquire, not inquire, but acquire empowerment, how to acquire destiny, right? And yet, and again, because you're gonna have to go through so much uphill battle of explaining how to acquire those, it might be easier to just use a word with a lot more clarity, right? Just using a word that's a lot, that has a lot more clarity with it. Transformational. I actually love the word transformational. Transformational is one of the newer buzzwords, right? And it's a word that by itself, it just leads to like, what are you transforming? Again, something that you have to here's the thing. These words should not be in titles. Maybe they can be help. They can help you more with descriptions, right? Because, and then you have to transformational to me is a stronger one, but it can be unclear. The goal is clarity. The goal is clarity. If you're using transformation, what are they transforming from to, right? What's the step-by-step process? What are they gonna, you're gonna take them from where to where? We're gonna be able to transform from this to this. Transform your body from this to this, right? So you, if you're utilizing a word like that, again, I think transformation is a lot stronger, but you have to not just use it in and of itself. You want to be able to explain what that is. Again, it's one of the newer ones. I still like it, but it's one that I wanted to put on the list. Abundance. Hard to monetize. It's hard to monetize. Monetize is definitely a word. I've used it. I used it in the money making series or wealth mastery series that I did. I believe in abundance thinking. I believe in mindset with abundance. But it's a spiritual word. It's in a lot of motivational. Another word, motivation. A word that's hard. I think I have that on my list later. But it can be challenging to sell because it's hard for people to understand how to attain it. Right? It can be too broad of a word. Right? And they don't know what that actually means. So maybe I could have used on the wealth mastery, I could have used abundance mastery, but wealth mastery was much more clear, right? Financial mastery, much more clear than abundance mastery, right? And so again, thinking about how words are going to impact people, the steps that you could take to get there, and making sure that you're clear. You should be able to have a power statement a power statement that you're writing that is not hard to interpret. You should have a title for your product or service that's not hard to interpret. And you might find that the interpretation is what's hindering you from making the sales or getting to the people that you need to get to because of the words that you're using. Purpose. Another one, right? It's subjective, right? And because what might feel purposeful to one might not resonate with another person, right? And that's why, and then people might not want to pay because they don't know what you mean by purpose. What they might think is purpose is one thing, but what you might mean from it is something different. And that you might literally be leaving money on the table because that word is not a connective word to the meaning that you have. So what you really have to do with these words, meaning these words that you're using, you have to think about what do you mean by that word? Is that a word that is overused in the business world? Is that a word that's overused in consulting and coaching? And if so, how can you shift that word? How does that word have to be one of your prominent words or one of your secondary words? Meaning, can it be in one of your bullets with an explanation that can be much more user friendly, right? And here's why. I've said it before, is that many of these words, they lack specificity, right? They're hard to be specific. They can be overwhelming. They're not measurable. And you want to make sure that you are utilizing things that are going to be clear, right? And I want you to think about it like shopping for something, right? You are looking specifically for what you're looking for. You know, you're not vague about it. If you go to Amazon, you go vague if you want to, and Amazon will give you vague answers. But the clearer you are about what you're shopping for, the better results you're going to get. Think about the clearer you are about what you're shopping for, the better results you're going to get. If you think about that with Amazon, think about that with selling your own product. The clearer you are with what you're selling, the more results you're going to get, the better results you're going to get. So you have to be clear. The more clear you are, the better the results. The more clear you are, the better results. I hope that's sinking in. So really the focus should be on obviously finding words that are going to be, you know, better for you, right? That are going to be clearer for you, that are going to, they're going to help, like clarity, confidence, strategy, growth. Those are going to be ways or words that are going to be more clear to the average person. Action-oriented words, right? You know, my business, my parent company name is Launched Enterprises. Launch, that's the launch. That's not hard to understand, right? Build, create, grow. Like sometimes we are trying to get so sexy with the way something reads that we kind of put ourselves farther out than we should be. And what I mean is we are so sexy and so creative that you lost what the essence of or what you wanted to say. And therefore you're hurting yourself. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face, as opposed to going back to something where if you're like, maybe you don't like the word grow, but you could use it as an acronym or something. You know, you could grow 2.0, like making it, you know, putting, as I like to say, putting a stank on it like that, like something that's clear and clean, oftentimes is going to get better results. Sometimes just simply rephrasing what you're saying. Sometimes it's just as simple as that, rephrasing what it is that you're saying that can help you get to where it is you want to get to. So I want to end this segment by giving you guys a couple of other words that I think are hard to monetize. Mindfulness, I said, it's hard. I mean, can be vague. These are words, look, all of them can be vague, can be intangible. I think that's the way you say that. That can be, that are not clear. They don't offer a good step-by-step. They're hard to know what you really mean. They're not easy to apply. All of those times, I'm just trying to think of as much as I'm saying to say, you know, all of this when I just want to just give you these words. They sound big, right? Like, so some of those words, mindfulness is one, authenticity is one. And I just did a quick search on words that are hard to monetize. Healing is one, unless you're specific about the healing somebody's trying to get, right? Healing from your past, that sounds good, but you got to have something strong, making sure that that's strong and that you can quantify and qualify that. Can you measure it? That's the thing I want to ask you. Can you measure it? Potential is hard to fully realize because that can mean something to different people. Alignment by itself can be hard, but you can put that with some other words, I think, to align, like aligning to your purpose. Don't do it. Better alignment to your purpose. Don't do it. I'm just trying to help you because that's hard to say what that really is meaning. Wholeness, balance, intuition. Those are some of the words that I think are hard to monetize by themselves. And they can be vague and can really just make what you're doing that much harder. That's the thing I really, really, really want you to understand. I don't want this journey for you as you're launching, as you're growing, to be any harder than it has to be. And sometimes it can be hard simply because we're utilizing the wrong words. Again, I hope there's something that I said that is a blessing to you and that's helping you to make some shifts with your business. You can send me an email if you have a question. The information is in the description. If you want me to look over some stuff for you, I don't have a problem with, you know, some of you guys going back and forth in email to help you with your stuff. Again, you guys are getting a guru here that's trying to help you get better at what it is you're doing. So the email is in the description, and I hope to connect with some of you guys soon. You guys decide to be blessed, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.